Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries again this week. Let's praise the King. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we worship you and praise you and thank you, Father, for the beautiful day. We ask you to give us revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding from your word today as we talk about breaking the power of the devil in our lives through curses that have been placed upon us because of sins that we have committed. Lord, we praise you and thank you and worship you for the day and ask you to give us great wisdom from your word in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now we're continuing to talk about how to break the power of sin in our life through curses because of sins that we have committed or that our parents have committed. Now yesterday, I ended the show yesterday telling you that one of the most important things you can do is forgive all others who have ever transgressed against you, both the living and the dead, and then speak a prayer of blessing over each one of those people, both living and dead. If someone has died that you had a grudge against that you do not get to forgive, you must do that at this time. It's very, very important to your getting your prayers answered and walking in power with God. So make sure that you have absolutely no unconfessed sin in the realm of unforgiveness. Make sure you're walking in a love relationship toward all people at all the time. Because if you do not, if you got any kind of hatred, any kind of unforgiveness toward anyone, you've just cut yourself off from God. And you're not, in fact, you not only cut yourself off from God, you're going to see him turn you over to the tormenting spirits. And you're not going to like the results because it's going to bring sickness and disease and death and destruction to your household. So whatever you do, make sure that you have forgiven everyone from your heart. And then next thing, we're going to talk about renounce all contact with cults, the occult, and any kind of Eastern religion. Now, this is very, very important that you don't get involved with these kind of things. Now, a few years ago, I was asked by a young lady one day. She said she was having a problem at her home, and she couldn't understand why all these things were happening. And as she began to tell me, I asked her if she had been involved in any kind of occultic worship. And her first response was, "Of course not. I would not get involved in any occultic worship." But she didn't understand what occultic worship was. As I talked to her, I asked her, did she have at home a Ouija board? And she said, "Oh, yes. And I play that all the time. I enjoy it." Well, see, there is a form of occultic worship, and she's getting in contact with the spirit realm in the devil and his demons whenever she plays with a Ouija board. Then I asked her if she'd ever cast any spells. Oh, yeah, she had a book all about how to do that, and she had been doing that. And my goodness, this girl didn't have a clue what occult and occultic worship was. But here she was doing it, and it was bringing forth devastating things in her life, in hers and her son's life, and she didn't have a clue what the problem was. But the problem was Satan and his hosts. Well, that's something you just have to learn. But anyway, you must renounce all contact with cults, the occult, and Eastern religions. Now, this is the prayer to do this. Say, "Heavenly Father, I confess this sin and ask your forgiveness for ever involvement with the cults, the occult, and false religions." Now, the thing about it is be as specific as possible. Name the things that you've done wrong. Like, for instance, the horoscope, you know, tarot cards, fortune telling, witching, wicked computer games, and anything that does not bring glory to God. All these things are occultic worship. Now, I confess having sought from Satan's kingdom the knowledge, guidance, power, and healing that should come only from you, Father. I hereby renounce Satan and all of his works. I loose myself from him, and I take back all the ground that I have ever yielded to him. I choose the blessings and refuse the curses. I choose life and not death. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now then, just like one day this last week, I went over to Sam's to pick up a few things that I needed for the ministry. And while I was in there, I walked by the computer section, and they had several computers sitting there running with games on them. And there was young boys standing there playing these computer games. And I just stopped and watched a little boy. I know he couldn't have been over 6 or 7 years old. He was playing that computer game, and I guarantee that boy, with the motions of his feet and his arms, with the way he was slinging himself around as he played that game, that boy was living and breathing that game. That boy was killing that other man. He was fighting as if he was right there. He had taken on the personality of one of those people, and he was literally living that game. You want to know why we grow up to have the problems we have? Well, there's one of them right there. You can see the same thing. Now then, if you have had any kind of books, like a lot of these things, you'll have books and any kind of objects or paraphernalia that are associated with cults or occult or false religious sources. The thing you need to do is repent and burn these books and get rid of them. Now I'm going to give you a prayer that you should pray if you've still got these books and all this stuff. You should say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I know you are a jealous God, a mighty jealous God, and I know you visit the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate you. Therefore, I destroy all books and objects in my possession that are contrary to you and your kingdom. If I have anything in my possession that is not pleasing to you and your kingdom, and give any exception to the devil, please reveal it to me, and I will destroy it. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now then, that you've gone through all of these prayers, these different prayers, there's one thing now that after the prayers of repentance and everything that's done, you have repented of all your sins, broken all the power of the devil in your life. Now you must do something that most Christians have a real problem with. But if you want to get free, you've got to do this. Now then, you must cast out every demon of curse that came into your physical body and that was living inside your physical body. Many people will tell you that a Christian cannot have a demon in a physical body that's a Christian. But that's not true. I've had on myself, the Lord Himself has revealed to me demons that I've had and told me what I had to do to get rid of them, and I did it, and they left, and I was instantly healed. So, you can believe it if you want to, or not believe it if you want to, but if you want to get set free, you're going to believe God's mighty word. And if you believe His word, that's why He said in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, "And these signs shall follow those that believe. In my name, the name of Jesus, you shall cast out demons, and then you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall get well." So the first thing you must do is to get people set free so you can get them healed. You must get them to repent from their sins. Now then, here's the prayer or the commands, the warfare prayer that you use to cast out devils after all these prayers of faith have been prayed. You say, "Satan, in Jesus' name, you have no right to my life, and you have no power over me." Now, the thing you got to remember, everything you do must be done in the mighty name of Jesus. If you don't use the name of Jesus, you cannot cast out a demon. But you must quote these warfare prayers using the name of Jesus. Then you say, "I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, to God the Father, and I will serve Him and Him only. By the authority of my Lord Jesus Christ, I break the power of every evil curse that has come upon me. I command every demon of curse to leave me now. All ancestral curses, all ancestral spirits, all personal sins, any curse or demon that come upon me because of personal sins, any transgression spirits, any witchcraft curse spirits, and spoken word curse spirits, and all other evil spirits of hell, I command you to come out of me and leave me and go back to the pit. I loose myself from you and I bind you into the pit of hell to leave me in Jesus' name. Amen. Now then, when you do that, you have to do that in bold faith. Don't you even try to do that any way except in bold, violent faith, because those demons know the difference and they know whether you mean it or not. So if you don't, then they will not leave. Now then, the next thing you need to do is claim the blessings. Now that all the curses are broken and the demons of curse have been cast out, it is time to confess your blessings in the Lord. And know this, the grace of God enabled you to stand unashamed in the presence of God Himself. Since you have God's favor, you are assured of His blessings. Here's the prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for delivering me from every curse through the redemptive work of your Son and my Savior, Jesus Christ. You exalt me and set me on high. You cause me to be fruitful and to prosper in everything. By your hand of blessing, I am a success and not a failure. I am the head and not the tail, above and not below. You have established me in holiness. I am yours, and I purpose to serve you and to glorify your name. Now then, after this, the father in the home should speak a blessing over his wife and all the children. It is absolutely a heart-moving experience for those who have ever had this happen. If anybody has never had this happen, then it will really be a blessing for you, because whenever someone speaks a blessing over you, it needs to be done by the person in authority, like the father in the home. We've run out of time again. I'd like to invite you to call us at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you these teachings. I also would like to invite you out to our church at 10921 Shady Trail. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We have church every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. in the middle of the afternoon, 2 to 4 p.m. We also have a healing school there the second Saturday of every month. It starts at 1 to 5. So come and expect the Lord to do a mighty wonder for you. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name.